SupremeK.com.
You better believe it. I think we're good to go right away, straight away, almost immediately. Like, we're talking right now, kids. Yeah, this is Dude Talk. That's the title right there, the title for this gig. Very much so, or maybe not, as the and this case may be. The whole gig is taken from, that was the week, what a week, from eons ago, as long ago as the early 2000s. Which is ancient history, kids. It could also be called Talk the Talk, suggested by a friend, but it's not. It is effectively one from Out of the Box, but for now, it could be entitled My Indecision is Final, given we don't know what to call it. That is a contender, but is not now. I've just had a new haircut, so it could be called that. Now, this week it was mentioned as the show with no name, which I kind of like. Then this week we didn't even mention it at all. That was the week after this week. There's so many this, that's and the others, apart from the fact it does need its own page. But then we got it down to about 15 minutes and under 15 minutes and continuing to do so. Last week it was only 12 minutes 16 seconds, which was a lot of fun. We've got so much fun coming your way. Not really. It's full of all stuff like world news, crazy rock and roll capes, fool's gold, animal news, number crunching. We've had all them. This week, I think we're going to talk a little bit about that things that are getting on my goat. We've also got, coming up in future weeks, our story, Tales from the Dark Side, and lumps more, with some walloping tunes from the good old rollicking rock and roll region of rock and Vow. But right now, as we know, anger is an energy, as John Lydon told us. And no, I'm not going to play that again, because Fool only plays a song once, just once. Which reminds me, I think we better get some live musos on this show soon. It's going to be a bit squeezy in here, but we could do it. Anyway, sometimes I get angry, and I was griping exactly about this kind of stuff, this time, whenever it was last year, 2000, and when chocolate, I don't know. But things that are really getting on my nose, up my goat, and around my wick, in approximately 2010, this was. It was bread bags. Right, falling into the natural rhythm of toast with marmalade, Marmite, and a cup of tea at 11s, which is around 10 or sometimes 9. I'm up at 6, sometimes 5, often 6:30. Unlike Burlington Bertie, who only rises at 9:30. Yeah. That's right, the procrastination that arises from the fear of the bread bag is getting beyond normality. I tell you what, the hand gets stuck to the sides with a slug's grip, and pulling the already fragile brown slice makes only for crumbs and swearing, coupled with the inevitable dose of two trips back to the bread bin, as I always ask in advance if her indoors would like some while I'm at it, to an affirmative no, only for her to change her ever indecipherable mind, after all, is packed away whence the whole ritual starts over again. Okay, what is required here is some kind of inner lubricant for the bread bag, we're talking, or an affable powder, much like a weightlifter has, that is comparable to both wheat, patience, and a sharp case of not messing the chef around. That should be thricely comparable, or is it compromisable, which makes me wonder what my new word I made up years ago, thribble, actually means now. I wrote it down on a piece of paper that has since locked itself away in the lost drawer, much the same as the safe drawer where I kept my iPod for a week before realising, well, before realising, yeah, turn the page. Oh yeah, there we are. Before realising, it wasn't there, but it was indeed in the easy drawer. Nevertheless, on retrieving such items is far less stressful than making the trip to the dreaded bread bag that clings to the anxiety draw of life and riddles the psyche with a blemish only getting back on the horse can overcome. I kid you not, bread bags can do one. Bread bags. I usually swear here, but we'll have to say R because I can't find my button. Oh, here it is. Bread bags. Complete and utter. Studs. However, things that are just sweet love are things like jackhammering a paving slab that breaks into perfect pieces first time, and when standing on them as they move, the rumble underfoot, it's like being on a huge ice plateau with chunks of ice breaking away under your feet, filtering off in the clayey earth. Ah, so nice. This is so nice. We're going to have a little bit of Floyd. When I get there, there's the button. See, pro me. See Emily play. Sweet love.
Emily tries, but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow.
Crimco.com.
Ah, you better believe it. That was Floyd's second single off their debut album, Pipers at the Gates of Dawn, released 4th of August 1967, mate. The second single, I hear you quite right. I always thought it was their first two. Perhaps that was Arnold Lane. I don't know. Anyhow, it was written by that crazy diamond, Syd Barrett, where the signs were already there that it'd fallen off one mushroom too many. And by the time they'd returned from a swift tour in the States, the England tour kicked off where they supported Jimi Hendrix. But this was in 1967. Syd went missing, bonkers, and had to be replaced by a bloke called David O. List. Who? What a difference. Really? That's an amazing story. Who And where and what is David O. List doing now? Anyway, what a difference that might have made if he'd stayed in Pink. Who? Pink what? Don't know. Let's have a bit of this. Indeed, I tell you what, you can make a difference. In the meantime, I tell you what Dude Talk is. Dude Talk is... hold on, I'm going to tell you. Just get yourself... Dude Talk is a walk and talk support group. Once a month, a bunch of like-minded folk go for a walk. Dudes and dudettes, little dudes and little dudettes, in what started as a simple gesture, a nod, if you like, to mental health or well-being. As folk prefer. I think I kind of do myself. Either way, it's evolved nicely. It's great to be in the outdoors, shooting the breeze and breathing it all in, so to speak. So, yeah, join us if you're ever around any parts. We did one down south last week, and we're doing one up to north again, back for episode number 5, The Fifth Dimension, on Sunday, 26th of April. In starting off in Brinschool, and we're going to end up back in Brinschool. It's in Lancashire. If you happen to be about, get yourself to Brinschool Baths, 11:15, Sunday the 26th of April. Dude Talk will soon have its own page when I get round to it. In the meantime, that's pretty much all I can be bothered with this week. I wonder how long it will be this week. It's so exciting to find out, isn't it? In the meantime, keep it turning, keep it wheel, keep it radioprimco.com.
This time next year, we will be millionaires!
Radioprimco.com.